Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What would you do if your man lost 100 pounds, gained new confidence, started getting attention from women, and then promptly cheated on you? On today's case, Ms. Smith says that's exactly what happened to her after Mr. Hasselrigg's dramatic weight loss. Now she says their relationship has changed. And while she can forgive, she certainly won't forget. Mr. Hasselrigg says he regrets his indiscretion, but says he's not the only one in this relationship who has made some unwelcome changes. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Smith versus Hasselrigg.
Okay, Ms. Smith, you have come to court today because you say you are at a crossroads in your relationship. You say Mr. Hasselrigg has betrayed you and broken your trust, and you can't see a future with him.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Hasselrigg, you said Ms. Smith is the only person who has truly ever loved you, but you say you're done being manipulated by her.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, Ms. Smith, Mr. Hasselrigg, you all have been together for just over 3.5 years, but you have no children together, and you're relatively young. What brings you to divorce court? Ms. Smith?
Well, Your Honor, I'm here today because Marcus wants to work on the relationship, which I'm reluctant to do. It's like he's always badgering me. He wants to know my location. He's complaining about my son's father. He's complaining about me. He doesn't trust me, and I don't understand how he can't trust me when he's the one that broke the trust. He chose to stray, and if he doesn't make any changes, I'm fully prepared to walk away.
Okay, Mr. Hasselrigg, Ms. Smith just said there was some stuff that went down. She forgave you. But she found her own happy. And if you can't get with it, she ready to walk away. Did I interpret that correctly, ma'am?
Yes, Your Honor.
What'd you say?
Well, Your Honor, this individual is an amazing person to me. But...
Well, I like that you started off by saying that.
But she gives me a lot of mixed signals, a lot of ups and downs, as well as there's also an ex that I feel she's heavily infatuated with. As well as there being manipulative mind games that she plays with me, a little bit of push-pull. And I don't like that. But even with those things being said, I still find myself attached to her like an umbilical cord that I can't cut. And I want to try to save what me and her got on multiple levels.
Okay. So I actually think that there are some stakes here that if we can resolve what's going on, there may be a chance for this relationship. Ms. Smith, take me back. How did you all meet, and what led to us getting to divorce court?
We met a couple years ago at work. I had just switched to his department. At this time, I had just gotten out of the relationship with my son's father, so I wasn't really looking for anything. And he approached me, and he was really kind and funny. So we developed a friendship, and from there, things kind of organically came together. I thought that he was very funny and charming, and I decided to give him a chance.
Okay, and were you happy with the way the relationship first started out, Mr. Hasselrigg?
I was through the moon with how it started off in the beginning. Really, I really was, because I was not being seen by a lot of people. When you're that large, I was almost 400 pounds
Wow.
when we first met each other. And I'm sure you can relate to that.
1,000%. You know, I got as high as 307 pounds, and for a woman at 5'5", that's a whole lot. So 400 pounds on a gentleman, and you're not super tall. So you made changes in your life.
I made huge changes. At our previous job, we would walk around a building an entire day, cardio for 10 hours.
Look at you. That's magnificent, magnificent. And you probably saved your own life as a result of that, Mr. Hasselrigg.
Definitely. When high blood pressure runs in the family, I definitely saved it.
Ms. Smith, obviously you admired his stick-to-itiveness and ability to make those kind of health changes. Am I right?
Yes, Your Honor. I was very proud of him for sticking to this diet and working out, because he really wanted to get himself together. I love that. I was proud of that. I did notice women beginning to look at him, but I'm not insecure, so that didn't really bother me. It wasn't the women looking at him. It was his response to the women that was the problem.
Yes, Mr. Hasselrigg didn't know who he was going to be when, for the first time, people probably saw him in a different light, and you responded to that. Am I correct, Mr. Hasselrigg?
Yes, Your Honor, you're correct. I responded to that in not the best way possible. I got a lot of hugs, a lot of, hey, how you doing? I like your shoes. I see your car. All those sort of things about me over time.
And you started feeling yourself.
Definitely. Like you said, I never felt that before.
Actually, you had felt that before because Ms. Smith gave you all of that. She actually saw through into your spirit and gave you all that. So give her her credit. You may not be used to feeling like that, but this young woman had the character to see through to the right person. How did it manifest itself, Ms. Smith?
Okay, so he started acting weird. We shared each other's phone passwords. I had access to his phone. Then he changed his password, and I started to notice he was keeping his phone with him at all times, like glue. Like, if he would get up for anything, get up to go grab a remote or a video game controller, he picked up the phone and took it with him, and that was very strange for him because he does not do that. So I took note. I didn't say anything because I like to have all my facts together.
Uh-oh.
I'm like a detective. I need everything so I can present my case. And then I finally got the opportunity. I decided I was going to go through his phone because I was kind of tired of sitting on this. So I took his finger and I unlocked his phone while he was sleeping.
Mission Impossible. She took the thumb and switched it up Tom Cruise style and put his thumb on the button to open it up on the home button.
Batman here.
I'm very good at my job.
Wow. Go ahead.
So
okay.
I went through all of his apps. I found his group chat with his friends where he shared this video of a woman in my living room because this was my home. He did not live there.
Wait. 20-second time out.
Hmm?
The video was of another woman in your house?
Yes.
Ouch.
Yes, exactly. There's nothing much really happening in this video. He's just bragging to his friends, oh, look who's over here and all of this stuff that I don't really care about. The name, I found her name. They mentioned it in the messages. So I went through his contacts to find her and I contacted her myself. Asked her questions and she's apologizing and she confirms that they did get intimate. And she tells me, oh, he said it was his mom's house. But whatever, I had what I needed, so I stopped talking to her, and out of anger, I threw my phone at him to wake him up. And I'm like,
you did all of this before he even woke up?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I did.
You
yes,
are not playing. Go ahead.
You make time. You have time.
Of course I do. I have time for the things that I care about. So I'm like, explain this video. And he's like, oh, well, I wanted you to find this video so that you could see that we're having problems in our relationship. And I was like, oh, really? Did you sleep with her? And he said no. And I was like, you're lying. I already talked to her. And she told me everything. So I told him to leave. I told him that he had to go. I was done with this relationship. I don't do cheating. I've been there before. That's why I don't live with men. Then I can kick them out. After that, the relationship was over. And I would say maybe a month or two later, he apologized and he wanted to work things out.
And you took him back?
Well, I like begging. I love that. So, of course, yes.
Okay, tag, you're it, Mr. Hasselrig. Mr. Hasselrig, do you have a problem with the new Miss Smith?
I definitely got a problem with it. There'll be different vehicles that are pulling up to the house. I'm looking out the window, and those are not Ubers. Those are not Lyfts. Those are random men dropping her off.
She's been out with other people.
Definitely other people. I don't know these people.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Anna, first off, we already covered the entire thing about my weight loss, how you, people see you different. But
the people can see you different, but the true character and core of a human being shouldn't change. An honest and trustworthy person remains an honest and trustworthy person.
No matter.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The core and the character of a human being doesn't change with his weight.
I'm saying,
So, you were feeling yourself.
Definitely.
Just stand in your caughtness. Don't put it on the weight. Stand in your cottage. You were feeling yourself because you were feeling like a new person and you violated your vows to your relationship.
Yep.
You did.
I did. I can admit that. I did. And I shouldn't have did that to you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have did that to you, but...
Somehow, some way, you found a way to apologize. How long did it take?
It took several weeks of me keeping up in contact with her, text messages, phone calls,
mm-hmm.
being funny, just trying to be there for her whenever I could be there for her. And then eventually I took her to this really nice restaurant downtown that she likes a lot. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. It costs.
And it should.
But when you love somebody, you're willing to go that mile for them no matter mm-hmm. what it may take.
Some people buy big, giant rings to say, I'm sorry for cheating. Some people take you to nice restaurants.
Every kiss begins with K, but my name starts with an M, so we're not doing that.
You're not trying to give a ring?
Oh, no, not right now.
Okay, so you somehow charmed your way back, and it worked. However, something has changed now. Is it changed on your part or on her part? Because I can assume new attitude. Am I correct, Ms. Smith?
Absolutely, Stella. I feel very free and liberated. So growing up, I mainly hung around my male cousins. I was more of a tomboy. I played sports. I dressed more masculine. But I don't know, this sparked a change in me. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try something different. So I went out and I bought some dresses and some purses and some heels. And now I go out more. And I didn't really drink before, but now I do with my friends, only with my friends. I'm just enjoying myself finally, because before my life was always about taking care of other people. And I was like, I need to take care of me. So I'm living now.
Mr. Hasselrig, do you have a problem with the new Ms. Smith?
I definitely got a problem with it. The lines of communication started to get really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Before, she would come over to either my place at different times. It'll be 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. There'll be different vehicles that are pulling up to the house. I'm looking out the window, and those are not Ubers. Those are not Lyfts. Those are random men dropping her off.
She's been out with other people.
Definitely other people. I don't know these people.
So here's my question. When you all came back together after the indiscretion, did you define what your relationship was going to look like at that time?
We definitely did.
What did you expect, Ms. Smith, from Mr. Hasselrig?
Well, I expected transparency, honesty, loyalty.
Have you been honest, transparent with him?
Yes, I have. He just chooses not to believe me, and that's his problem.
Mr. Hasselrig, has she been honest and transparent?
Yeah, honest. She has not been honest and transparent. That's cap.
Tell me a little bit more about this ex. She bailed him out of jail?
Bailed him out of jail. Not only that, but then she had a little bit of a gift for him.
And what was the gift?
Some boxes, some expensive boxes. I ain't getting no boxes. And I know if you get in a person boxes, you probably want to see them in them boxes.
Ms. Smith?
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
She had an ex.
Yeah, I know. You told me about this ex that you're uncomfortable with.
I'm very uncomfortable with it. This ex who she bailed out of jail. And we all know bail costs a little bit of money.
Yes.
So she's been stacking some cash up for a while that I didn't know about.
Well, you're not her husband, so
exactly.
She can have her money.
I'm sorry. It's none of your
You're talking to a professional woman right here. You're not her husband. Until you put a ring on it, remember what you just said. A kiss begins with K and your name starts with an M.
Mm.
I can throw it right back at you. Until you put an R in it, you can't expect the girlfriend to act like a wife until she is one. Holla.
Exactly. Exactly. Amen. Amen. Yes.
No, the truth is the truth.
The truth is the truth.
No, by the same token, a woman cannot expect a man to act like a husband until he is, because until you all have made a commitment to each other, then what y'all doing is just dating. I just want to be clear on what this is. An honest, transparent, monogamous relationship requires the trust between you. So, Mr. Hasselrig, did y'all sit down and say, going forward, this is how we're going to operate?
We talked about that over a very expensive fish dinner. And in that moment, I also kind of told her the story about how she made me feel, because she never heard the origin of how people saw through me, but she didn't. That kind of got into her feelings.
Absolutely.
As it should. It's an emotional Disney story.
As it should.
But then after that...
Did you rehearse it?
On the toilet a few times, definitely. Definitely.
I can tell that you're proud. That's why I asked you.
Oh, yeah, I'm very proud of that.
But you knew what you had to do to get
her
back.
That sounds manipulative to me.
Well, listen, not for nothing, but the two of you are both being manipulative, and I'm not going to lie to you. Tell me a little bit more about this ex. She bailed him out of jail?
Bailed him out of jail. Not only that, but then she had a little bit of a gift for him.
And what was the gift?
Some boxes, some expensive boxes. I ain't getting no boxes. And I know if you get in a person's boxes, you probably don't want to see them in them boxes.
Miss Smith?
I don't have any interest in seeing him in those boxers. See, this ex, this is not just some random ex. This is my son's father. We were on a Zoom visitation call, and my son fell asleep during the call. And he started to get emotional, and I asked him, was he crying? And he said no, but the tears started coming down. And he told me that he underrated the experience of seeing his son go to sleep, because the last time that he saw him sleep was the night that he left out and didn't come back because he went to jail. So he told me that he's over this, he's done with this criminal lifestyle, and that he wants to make a change. So I decided to, I paid for his lawyer, and I paid his bond, because I can do that. And when he got out, I got him some really nice boxers. I got him this really pretty Japanese bowl with chopsticks, because he's into Japanese culture. And I got him some clothes so that when he got out, he was prepared to go out and look for jobs and to present himself as a citizen and not just some ex-criminal.
Well, you literally have done some wonderful and kind things for this gentleman. And I don't know if he's worthy of all of that, but at least 50% of the reason that you did all that is because you wanted Mr. Hasselrig to know.
He could
be. I can guarantee you, my cynical nature is saying that's what you were thinking. Because my man already knows that I really don't want to get with somebody who's a half a criminal, 1 foot in criminality, 1 foot out. But I know this is the one person that will tick him off, and I'm going to live my best life. Miss Smith is doing tit for tat to get back at you for breaking her heart. And you came to her with an expensive fish dinner, and she let you charm your way back into her life. But she said that she forgave you. But she didn't forget how it made her feel. She didn't forget that she came to you openly, honestly, and transparently in the beginning, and you violated that. And she was getting her confidence back. She wanted to show you that this is what all these other women out here who don't come openly, honestly, and transparent, this is how they do. But you were looking over there for these kind of women. So I'm going to give you what it is you were looking for, because clearly something was missing.
That's a whole handful, but...
That's why you're here. You came to visit me. I didn't come to visit you.
It's not my place.
Okay. You came to visit me because you wanted to know how to put this back on track.
Right.
Ms. Smith, do you want it on track?
I don't even know how I feel at this moment. I'm open to fixing it, but right now, how things are going, I don't like stress. I don't want added stress. I have enough stuff going on. So if he's just going to continue to be a stressor, then I'm just going to leave.
So I haven't heard any additional stress that he's been putting on you other than saying to you, I don't want you to have this in and out relationship with the ex.
That's the problem. This is not the ex, in ex, some random guy. This is my son's dad. He's going to be in my life for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. He and I don't even get along to have to worry about us doing whatever. My concern with him, when he is not okay, my son is not okay. When he was in jail, my son went through.
100%.
Yes.
I got you, Ms.
I need him to be together so that my son is not affected. He's already affected. I've had a conversation with him. He told me he doesn't like that his parents don't get along, and he doesn't understand why we get along with him but not each other. I don't know.
And how old is your child?
He's 5.
And he's not going to understand for a minute.
Yes.
And your job is not to bring him into your disagreements with his father.
Exactly.
Your job is to make him a product of the relationship, mm-hmm. not a factor in it. Mm-hmm. But all of the... I'm trying to make sure that my son's father is straight in the world does not require you to buy him brand new drawers. Sorry. That's tacky. Uh-huh. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I were the new woman in your baby's father's life, you wouldn't be buying my man drawers. So I'm standing in that space right there of whether or not that would be comfortable. Mm-hmm. You don't need to buy another man's clothes, period.
Yeah, because you're Santa Claus now. You're just coming out with all these gifts and toys. And
I give everybody
stuff.
She
didn't do that for any other reason but to get you back. Because although Ms. Smith is not throwing it in your face constantly, her behavior is telling you these are the ramifications. This relationship is hanging by a thread because the two of you are not being honest about what that indiscretion caused in your relationship. She took you back in her life, but she didn't take you back in her heart. And I can't help you get back in her heart. There is a scab that has grown over that place that you had a key to. You're gonna have to do a little bit more fish dinners before that scab is removed. The plaintiff has moved on in this relationship, and the defendant did not know it.
This case was decided when she said, "I'm gonna be Stella." She took him back to punish him as long as she could. Dinners, restaurants, whatever it took until he said, "I'm done."
Right. He will still be trying to get with her because he doesn't know that that open heart she gave him,
right,
that was a gift. Mm-hmm. It's closed off right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Made in Georgia.